You're listening to Real World News.
Activists follow the WTO meeting closely. Thousands of people took to the streets of Geneva on Saturday to expose a World Trade Organization as one of the main responsible for the world crisis, 2 days before the organization's seventh ministerial meeting. The activists claim that the WTO policies are the ones that have caused the financial, climate and food crisis. The World Crisis Organization is how La Via Campesina is now calling it. Groups such as La Via Campesina, especially the local group Unitere, ATTAC, Ecologistas en Acción, the Transnational Institute Focus on the Global South, Corporate Europe Observatory, participated in the demonstration. Several of these groups are part of the network Our World Is Not For Sale, which has a strong presence in Geneva. The activists gathered in New Square and started marching from there. The presence of La Via Campesina called the attention since they took several tractors driven by the peasants during the demonstration. Nearly 30 delegates of this network traveled to Geneva from Africa, Asia and other European countries. Unfortunately, there were incidents during the demonstration. One of the groups of the Black Bloc, known in Europe for their sometimes violent direct actions, broke the windows of several shopping malls and financial centers, vandalized cars and set them on fire. Later, the police decided to act and repress the demonstration with water tanks, tear gases, and beating them. For this reason, the march could not make it to the front of the WTO building as planned. Most demonstrators who voice their demands respectfully and peacefully expect these violent incidents will not leave aside the message the march sent to the world. La Via Campesina said in a recent communique, quote, "The balance of the WTO policies and the free trade agreement is catastrophic, especially for the peasants of the world. The Doha round, called development round, is a cycle of crisis development. Today's march was the first of a series of activities of the different social movements and organizations that will take place until December the 2nd, when the WTO ministerial meeting comes to an end. The demonstrations will tell the world once again that this organization cannot think of the solutions for the different crises when it actually is one of the main responsible, so its solutions are false and only want to profit for the world's strongest economic groups," the activists claim. They also blame the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank for liberalizing the global economy and wanting to push this model even further to the detriment of the most impoverished people. At the end of the activities on December the 2nd, tens of demonstrators will leave on buses towards Copenhagen, Denmark, where the UN COP15 on climate change will take place. They will push their demands there as well.
You're listening to Real World News.